We're back on with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Appreciate some more of your time, bud.
Anytime.
All right, let's talk more fishing. How about we go to trout fishing next? Last few weeks of season here to take advantage of it. And sounds like, even, you know, the waters came up quite a bit with all that rain this weekend, but they are coming down and the fishing's getting better.
Yeah, a lot of guys streamer fished through the high water and did some nymphing, did very well. You know, the Escanaba system's been producing a lot of really nice fish. There's even dry fly opportunities on some of the streams, too.
Nice.
You know, I think after our 30-degree nights coming up here, it'll probably taper off. But now guys are still throwing hoppers and catching nice fish.
Beautiful. All right. Anything else going on in the trout streams for, like, brookies right now? Have anybody seen any brookies starting to color up for fall spawn?
Some of the rivers, they're taking on some good color. Yeah, guys have been noticing that they're getting pretty aggressive towards streamers and that. They're starting to get territorial, so fun time of year to fish them. Not much time left.
You got any patterns down there you could steer folks toward at the shop?
I'm selling a lot of white muddlers, black ones, olive ones, and then rattlesnakes, too.
Mm.
A lot of the fish are just going to be short striking right now, so nice to have something. If you got, you know, a big fish that's just kind of nipping at it, it'll sting them with that one.
Nice.
Extra hook.
All right, what about walleye?
Walleye reports have been pretty steady for over a week now, getting them in river systems and in the lakes. They're moving a little shallower. They're hitting earlier in the day. You know, it's not right at dark anymore, like middle of summer. So if you want to get out after walleye, it's going to be a good couple weeks, I think.
How about the pike and muskie? Because I know that you're planning on doing so. This is a great time of year to be a muskie fisherman with a fly rod even. And I'm wondering if you're all jacked up for that like Cole is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm getting my gear together. I've got a trip tonight and we're going to target pike. So that's going to kind of be my primer. I'll be throwing all sorts of flies that I'm going to take with me this weekend.
I imagine you got some big ones lined up. Fall fishing typically means big, big lures and big, big flies.
Yeah, we actually just got a bunch of flies in from a local guy. We got, you know, 10-weight, 11-weight lines, rods. We got everything stocked up for it. We got another month or more of good muskie and pike.
Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Look forward to getting some reports from you guys next week.
All right, we'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, things are really ramping up now. This is The Outdoor Show.